to the Real Estate Scripts Podcast, the show that helps you know what to say when you're talking to buyers and sellers so that you can close more deals and earn more money. I'm Darren Tunstall, a real estate professional, coach, and number one best-selling author. Let's get into this. Before we begin today's episode, I want to clarify some important points. I am a licensed real estate agent, and my DRE number is 01853445. It's crucial to note that this podcast operates independently of my affiliation with Keller Williams Realty and any realtor associations. My primary goal with this podcast is to provide you, our listeners, with valuable information, insights, and practical tools. As a reminder, the purpose of Scripts and Dialogues is to come, learn, practice, and be prepared to fail forward. This is where we make mistakes and help each other out, but we're mostly interested in seeing how we can get better. First, we read through the script word for word, and then we go back and put it into our own natural tone, style, and phrasing. You won't know what to say until you go through the script. So, with that said, many people will say, "That's not how I sound," and I totally get it. That's not how you sound. But that is the reason why we practice every day, so that the script becomes you and in your own voice. So, read it word for word first, then go back and put it into your own natural tone, style, and phrasing, and I think it'll work out.
I don't think that list does anything. I get calls all the time.
It may not, but you have
so much more lately.
Okay, so it may not, but you have to respect the do not call list. Always double check the do not call list. Do not call people on the do not call list, just to make sure we cover all of our bases here. That's why
they invented mimosas.
That and other reasons. Other reasons. For total eclipses. All right. So how did you get my contact information? And I will go ahead and set this up. In this scenario, you are reaching out to potential renters who may be interested in purchasing a home in the future. You explain how their contact information was obtained and offer assistance, aiming to schedule an appointment to explore their interest in home ownership. Requirements are effective communication skills, knowledge of real estate databases and sources, ability to build trust and rapport, and proficiency in scheduling appointments. The intention is to engage potential renters who may be interested in purchasing a home in the future. By explaining how their contact information was obtained and offering assistance, the script goal is to schedule an appointment to explore their interest in homeownership further and provide personalized assistance. So you're calling these people who are renting homes. That's what we're doing. So let's have Stephanie be the agent first.
Okay.
You're calling Emily, who's a renter, and Emily's on mute.
Okay. Hi, Emily. This is Stephanie Cunningham from Keller Williams, a real estate agent. I'm just reaching out to people who might be renting in the area and are interested in purchasing a home or exploring their options for home ownership. How can I help you today?
I'm sorry, I don't know you. How did you get my information?
Oh, I get that a lot. So thanks for asking. Our agency obtains contact information through a lot of different channels, including public records, different online databases, and some local directories. Specifically, we call individuals who are renting homes in the area, like yourself, as we believe that, you know, you may have an interest in exploring home ownership options in the future.
I wasn't aware my information was on these lists.
Yeah, I can understand your concern. And I just want you to know that our intention is to provide valuable information and assistance to individuals like yourself who may be considering purchasing a home in the future. If you're not currently in the market, that's perfectly fine. However, I'm here to help answer any questions you may have about real estate or home ownership and offer my services.
Thanks. That makes sense. I appreciate the clarification. That makes me feel a little better, I guess.
Sure, of course. Would you be interested in scheduling a brief appointment to discuss your potential interest in home ownership in the future?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean,
Maybe.
we could explore options and address any concerns or questions that you might have in more detail.
Okay. I'm still a little unsure.
I understand. And really, there's no pressure at all. And the appointment would simply be an opportunity to gather information and explore different options you have. So it would be at my office. And if you're open to it, we can schedule a time that works best for you.
Yeah, that could be helpful. I mean, I don't know if I'm ready right now. I don't know what I need to qualify to buy a house, but I'd really like to stop renting.
Definitely. Yeah, I can help you with some of that information and get you set up with different contacts that I have, who could start helping you look at getting pre-approval to potentially purchase a home in the future. So how about today's Monday? How about Tuesday at 10 a.m.? Would that work for you?
I can do the afternoon.
Okay. I'm also available at 4 o'clock tomorrow. How's that?
Yeah, that works better because I work all day.
Okay, great. Well, I'll send you a confirmation with all those details, and I look forward to our discussion.
Okay, thanks.
You, Emily. Glad that
Okay.
you already have my email.
Yeah,
I guess
we're I thought
so.
about putting it in there, but you know what? It's like you're gonna grab that information anyways. I hope you do, but you know, it's like it can get kind of lengthy going back. Okay, can I get your email? Yes. Okay. Well, what, then
Yeah,
all this stuff.
I already got it from whatever database I contacted you through
You
or got their
stalked her
contact
from.
information.
Yeah. No, that was good. So that was an awkward conversation, but that's what it's designed to be, an awkward conversation. All right,
Yeah.
Emily, you ready?
All right. Hi there, this is Emily with Keller Williams Realty. I'm reaching out to people in the neighborhood who might be renting and interested in purchasing a home in the near future or exploring their options for home ownership. Can I assist you today?
I'm sorry, how did you get my contact information?
Oh, sorry. Thanks for asking. I obtain it through various channels, including public records, online databases, and local directories. Specifically, we call individuals who are renting right now in the area, like yourself, and as we believe they may have an interest in exploring home ownership and get out of the rental market. How does that sound?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess I've looked on some like online sites. I just didn't realize my contact information was like out there just for people to grab and contact me. It's a little concerning.
It certainly can be. You got to be careful what you click onto because some of it's harmless and some of it's not. But I completely understand your concern. My intention is to provide valuable information and assistance to individuals who may be considering purchasing a home in the near future, even if it's, a year out. So if you're not currently in the market, that's perfectly fine. However, I'm here to help answer any questions you may have about real estate or home ownership.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I appreciate the clarification. I'm definitely not ready to do anything now with the current interest rates, but have been thinking about for the future, I guess.
You know, that's awesome. I'm glad you're following the interest rate fluctuations, I guess, or right now we're at a little bit of a high. But of course, would you be interested in scheduling a brief appointment to discuss your potential interest in home ownership further after maybe interest rates go down? Or I can discuss why, even though interest rates are a little high right now, why it's still a good time to buy. We can explore your options and address any questions or concerns you may have in a little more detail.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'd like the information, but like, is this going to cost me anything?
Absolutely not. There's no pressure, no cost. And the
Might have to
appointment.
sign any contracts or anything.
No, not upfront. Absolutely. If after we agree to work together, there are contracts involved, but initially, absolutely not. It's just finding out how I can help you and exploring your options. It would be at my office. If you're open to it, we can schedule a time that works best for you. I do have some openings tomorrow afternoon. I have a 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. Does that sound good?
Yeah, as long as there's no commitment, I guess it'd be good to get some information. I could probably do five
Absolutely.
tomorrow.
I'm sorry?
I think I could do 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Five? Okay, perfect. What's the best email to send you that invite to?
We could do Stephanie at kw.com.
Perfect. Okay, I'm going to send you an invite, and I'll see you tomorrow at 5. You know, maybe in the meantime, jot down any questions that we can go over that are kind of top of mind. Okay.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Okay, I'll
Awesome. I'll
see you
see you
tomorrow.
tomorrow at 5, Stephanie. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Okay. How did both of you feel about that?
I got a little tongue-tied.
Oh, I thought Emily did a really good job.
It
I tried
sounded
to
great.
throw a few like little curveballs, and I thought she answered them well and addressed the interest rates in a way that, like, oh, maybe let's talk about why it might be actually a good time to buy, that kind of thing. So,
Yeah, no, I love the fact that you acknowledged that it was they are high, but let's get together and talk about why it might be a good time to to talk about buying a home even though they are high. Because there is a lot of benefit to that and advantages that a lot of people I think don't consider when they do that. It's a little rough in the beginning, I get it, but at the same time it pays off, tenfold in the long run for sure.
and plus, it's not your forever home. It's stepping stones, right?
Especially, absolutely, especially when you go from a renting situation. I don't know too many people that went from a renting situation to buying a home and staying there for 30, 40 plus years. I don't.
Yeah, maybe back in the day, but not now.
Yeah, not now. Definitely not now.
And like the opening little blurb, it felt kind of weird to say, like, how can I assist you today? Because I don't know. They haven't really asked for assistance. We're just cold calling them and reaching out. So I'd probably reword that to be
Yeah,
like,
like,
I've got something
hey,
you're
do you have any
interested in or
questions or
something like
something?
that. Yeah.
What would you say?
I'm just reaching out to do. I'd probably be like, is that something you're interested in? Do you have a few minutes to discuss? Something like that.
And if you were to move, you know, if you were to buy right now, what would be your top three questions? You know, something like that.
If you could reword it in a open-ended question versus a closed-ended, what would you say? Okay, so I get it. How can I assist you today? Is awkward. I agree. So what can we say to versus the yes and no? You said, I think you said, is that something that interests you or something like that, right? Is that what
Yeah,
you
is that
said?
something you'd be interested in? But they could say yes or no to that, I guess.
You could say, you could turn it into like a survey, for example, on a scale of 1 to 5. How interested are you in going from renting to buying? Something like that.
Yeah. I think so. I just think if you say, like, how can I assist you today? They'd be like, well, you know, if people are standoffish at first, they'd be like, I didn't ask you to call me. Like, I didn't need
Right.
assistance. Yeah.
Or like, what are the reasons why are you still renting and not owning a home, or not trying to buy a home? Something like that in a nice way. That kind of sounds kind of abrupt, but. Or if I could tell you that I could help you get into your first home and stop renting, what would you say?
Or maybe like, what are your thoughts on home ownership? I don't know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Same question, I think. What are your thoughts on home ownership? Okay. So I just kind of rephrase that real quick.
Yeah, maybe. What are your thoughts on home ownership for yourself, you know, now or in the future? I don't know.
Do either one of
Or if you
you?
had a timeline of buying your first home, when would that be?
Oh, I
Know.
see. Yeah. Yeah, there's multiple ways of saying that. I
Because
train
maybe they
I
are ready.
right. Exactly. There's, my point is let's ask questions to get them talking versus yes or no. So I like that. What are your thoughts on home ownership? Which is the one that you just said, Emily?
I don't remember what I said
Think
exactly.
it was about
Listen to the
like
recording. You'll
a
hear
timeline.
it.
Okay. That's good. So I agree that I already took it out. I don't even remember what was there. Well, let's see. I took it out on the other sheet. So let's see. It's
It
where
was,
is it?
how can I assist you today?
How can I assist you? Yeah. I agree. Yeah, you're calling them out of the blue. Why would you want to say that? We wouldn't want to say that, right? Which Stephanie and Debbie, which did you guys practice?
The
Did you do
Friday
the
script?
front? You did the Friday
Fridays.
script? Yeah.
And
Yeah.
we did it verbatim the first time. And then, well, Stephanie didn't get a chance to do hers, but then we did it a second time just in our own verbage. So
So you
it
didn't
went
get the
pretty
go.
good.
You didn't get the go, Stephanie?
I did it verbatim, and then it just, we didn't have enough time for me to run through it a second time in my making it my own.
You want to make it your own right now?
Sure.
Let's have Stephanie talk to Stephanie. She says, I'm dying to do that. So
Okay. Hi, Stephanie. This is Stephanie from Keller Williams Metro. I'm just reaching out to people who are renting and might be interested in purchasing a home or exploring the options of home ownership. How can I assist you today?
Oh, I'm a little confused. How did you get my contact information?
Thanks for asking. First of all, I always look for other Stephanies to help. But I obtain your information through various channels, including public records, online databases, and local directories. Specifically, I call individuals who are renting homes in the area, like yourself. And I think that, you might be interested in exploring the idea of home ownership options in the future.
Gosh, it's like crazy how much information is just out there about us now and that you have access to. I didn't know I was my information was so available that, people like yourself could just find it on such lists. It's a little concerning.
You know what? I totally understand your concern. It is crazy how much information about everybody is out there. But I just want to let you know my intention is to provide valuable information and assistance to people who might be considering purchasing a home in the future. If you're not currently in the market, that is perfectly fine. However, I am here to help you answer any questions about real estate or investing or homeownership, whatever.
I appreciate that clarification. I've definitely been thinking about buying a home, and I've looked on some of those websites like Zillow and Redfin and stuff. So I don't know if that's how you got my information, but with current interest rates, I it's probably not a feasible goal for me right now. But yeah, in the future, I'd love to get into investing or own my own property. Like, I'm tired of paying someone else's mortgage.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, listen, I know that interest rates are a little bit scary to a lot of people right now. But I was wondering, would you be interested in scheduling a brief appointment to discuss home ownership further, and we can explore all the options and address any questions or concerns to kind of put you on the right path so that you know exactly what you need to do. And, honestly, I would love to introduce you to a great lender who he doesn't charge anything, but he will kind of go through how to make homeownership a reality and what you might be able to afford right now in this current market, if you're interested.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely interested. I want the information, but like, is this going to cost me anything? Like, I don't want to sign anything. I don't want to be tied into anything until I know for sure what I want to do.
I totally understand. No, this doesn't cost anything. It's purely informational, just to give you the knowledge to move forward.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, it would be good to get information.
Awesome. Would Wednesday at 2 o'clock work for you to schedule an appointment just to talk about it?
Yeah, I Monday through Friday I work until like 3 p.m. Do you have anything later?
Sure. How about I could do Wednesday at 4:30. Does that work?
Yeah, I think
Fantastic.
that work.
Great. We can meet at my office and explore the options in more detail.
Okay, and do you have my email or to
I
send me the
was just about
information?
to ask. May I
Okay.
have your email address and I'll send you all the necessary information and a calendar invite.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just Stephanie@kw.com.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much, Stephanie. I really appreciate your taking my call.
All right. Well, I look forward to meeting you.
Me too. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. That was good. So, before we brought everyone back, we were discussing that first line there where it sounds a little awkward to say, "How can I assist you today?"
Yeah.
So we had just briefly changed that to an more of an open-ended question, which how can I assist you today is an open-ended question. It's just an odd question to ask at the beginning of a cold call. So we just changed it. What are your thoughts on home ownership? To something
Yeah,
like
I
that.
told Stephanie, I said, when she said, "Well, how can I assist you today?" I go, "Well, you called me."
Right.
Yeah. So we were thinking like something like that, what are your thoughts on home ownership, on a scale of 1 to 3 and 1 to 5, how likely are you to look into buying a home this year, something like that, just to kind of get the rapport and the engagement going a little bit. So, it's kind of like icebreakers, right? We got to figure out how to break the ice and get people talking to us. I am curious to know, with cold calls, well, I'll just say it. I'm kind of looking at various sources online, like when you're making phone calls, cold calls especially, how many cold calls does it take to get to like a yes or two here and there? And I'll just read something that I'm looking at online. This is from, I don't even know how to pronounce this. It just says Real Estate Cold Call Statistics by GetNux. That's NUX. And it says cold call ranks as the second most effective prospecting method for real estate agents behind referrals. Cold calling typically has a 1 to 3% success rate. And so that means to say, and there's another source that's
Whoa.
saying major firms expect 200 to 300 cold calls per week for newbies. That does not guarantee success, but that does mean a dozen of leads a week, maybe on every other week, we'll be able to make a deal. So they're saying 200 to 300. In general, if the percentage is 1 to 3%, you're calling 100 people. That could be anywhere between, say, 1 to 3 people that are willing to at least just talk to you, open up the conversation and talk to you. And then the
That's in a
percentage,
week,
yeah, in a week.
because that's
Yeah.
only 20 a day or
Yeah.
40 a day.
Yeah. Well, they're saying between 200 to 300 per week.
Oh, I think you said 100 to 200. Sorry.
Yeah, well, they were recommending, yeah, 200 to 300 cold calls per week for newbies. And I know, agents who are, for example, in some of the offices that we're associated with, when they first started, they were making 100 phone calls a day. So if you're looking for clients, because the way that the conversions work is, if you're making 500 in a week, you're looking at anywhere between, say, 5 to say 15 leads, and then even maybe half of that will sit down with you and discuss something. Well, so let's just say 7, and then another half for conversion purposes, maybe 3 will do a deal with you, so and actually close. So you're looking at making 500, 600 in order for the conversions, the numbers to do their job, in order to close, let's just say 1 to 3 a month. It's not easy making these types of calls, and it gets very old hearing all the no's, 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 but you're not, what we're looking for is we're looking for those 1 to 3 yeses. Would you all agree?
Yeah. But
Yes.
to be honest, I get mostly no answer is what I get.
Yeah.
And
Do you
that's
get
what
no,
we're
or is it just
dialer?
don't get an answer? Huh?
Does anybody here use a dialer?
I don't know.
I would never use a dialer only because for me, when I answer a call and there's that pause, I hang up.
Me too.
I just think it's really ineffective.
I've had a dialer in the past, right? The only thing I don't like about the dialer, well, there's pros and cons, right? The pros is it uploads 3, 4, or 5, depending on your package at a time. And the first one that rings, what I don't like, then they pick it up for you, right? It's an automated thing. What I don't like about it is if somebody picks up, it rang all those other all 5 calls or all 3 calls, but it actually hung up on somebody else.
Right.
So I don't like the fact that it's hanging up on somebody else. And the other thing is the pause. There is a slight pause, and it's a sales call, and I hang up as well. So
Yep, me too.
now somebody like Whitney, for example, she swears by a dialer. She loves the dialer. She just loves it. It works for her. She gets her numbers in, and she's closing deals. So you can't argue with the success rate of it either. We just got to get past the con part of it, I guess. So, do you use a dialer, Stephanie? Brennan?
No.
Okay. Have you thought about using one?
I mean, I've been told that I should, but no, I don't really want to. I don't love, like, for a lot of the reasons you guys just said, I don't love the idea of it.
One of the quick ways that we can do dialer, first of all, you can, I know that everybody here are KW agents. You can call out of your command system. So if you connect your phones right to the computer, you can definitely, click on it and it'll dial your phone and you can call from your phone using your computer. That's one thing. The other thing is just speak to your phone. These phones are so amazing now. All we have to do is, press the hold button, say call 619-519-1818, whatever number you want to call, right? So you can just do that and then hang up, call 619 and have the next one loaded. So essentially, it's much faster than taking your phone, pulling out the buttons, and pressing all the single buttons. You can just verbally tell it what to do. And that's how I make phone calls all day long, every day now, anyways. So
Yeah.
there's that, and you get to save yourself 100 to 200 bucks a month, but you can't upload. But and with systems, you can take a list, you can grab it from Tidal, whatever. Make sure it's scrubbed, make sure they're not on the DNC, right? Do not call list, and call everybody who's open to receiving calls. All right, so that's the script. I hope that you found it useful. Just head over to realestatescriptspractice.com for more resources and downloads. This podcast is for the purpose of education only, and it does not make any guarantees. We suggest you seek out the help of your broker, coach, mentor, CPA, or attorney. Brought to you by Darren Tunstall, California DRE number 01853445.